Shavuos, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Ches 4:8. We continue on this topic. The previous Mishnah has basically set out that you're not going to be liable for Shavuos Eidus if you lie about having testimony, unless the topic of the court case is allowing a plaintiff to make himself whole financially. That being the case, the Mishnah considers kind of a weird scenario where Reuven is claiming that Shimon promised to give him money, and Reuven is not happy that Shimon didn't give him the money. So now Reuven's asking the witnesses to testify on his behalf, and the witnesses are swearing they don't have testimony. Now, the point of Mishnah is going to be that even if they're lying, they're not going to be liable to Shavuos Eidus, because even if they would come and testify, how's that going to help anything? The courts are not going to force Shimon to give Reuven money just because he said he would, and therefore the fact they're lying doesn't make it Shavuos Eidus, even though it's about getting money back. That's what the Mishnah says, basically, and says inside, "Mashpia ani aleichem im lo savo v'seduni." If you, I put you under oath now to come testify on my behalf of that. Sha'amar ish ploni liten li masayim zuz v'lo nasan li. That Shimon didn't give me the 200. They promised me 200 zuz, and now he's not giving it to me, or he never gave it to me, and you can testify. So even if they lie and say they can't, whenever they could have, hurry elu p'turim, they'll still be exempt from Shavuos Eidus. She'en chayavin ela al tviyasin mamun kepikadon. The only time that you're going to be liable for Shavuos Eidus is if there is a similarity between the case we're talking about here and Shavuos Pikadon, because I told you about the Gezeirah Shava before, techata techata. The point is that Shavuos Pikadon is to recover your financial loss. Here, Reuven didn't lose anything, and Shimon's not going to pay him back, or pay him anything anyways, even if the court finds in Reuven's favor that it did happen, so therefore no way that they'd be liable for Shavuos Eidus. Period. And the discussion. Now there is a PS here. Even if, there's a funny case, what would happen if Reuven is an ani? He's halachically poor, and Shimon promises to give him money. So now Shimon actually is obligated to give him the money. But the obligation is called like a neder. It's like a nidre tzedakah. A person who promises to give charity has to give that tzedakah. So what then? Now, just to make things more clear, if Reuven would press the issue and take Shimon to Bezin, the Bezin actually would induce Shimon to give the money. And therefore, what about that scenario? If the witnesses are lying about having that testimony, would we have a case of Shavuos Eidus? The answer is still not. The reason why is because this is not a financial claim. It's not a Choshen Mishpat issue. In other words, if the court would find in favor of Reuven, they wouldn't. If, let's say, Shimon owed Reuven money because he stole it or he found a lost object or the like. So then, if they found in favor of Reuven and Shimon's just sort of being recalcitrant and refusing to give the money, the courts will confiscate his property. They'll garnish his wages. They'll come and confiscate stuff and force and give what's rightly belonging to Reuven back to Reuven from Shimon's assets. That is not the case in a scenario where Shimon promised to give Reuven, the poor man, money. In that case, the courts would definitely not confiscate anything ever from Shimon. But since Shimon is in violation of a Isser, they would force him by threatening to give him lashes or something like that, or giving him lashes. But they wouldn't, actually confiscate the money, because we're talking about like Yoredeya, Tzedakah, Neder stuff, not Choshen Mishpat, financial claims, financial obligation stuff. And that being the case, it's really not. It's not like a Shavuos Pikadon, and since it's not like Shavuos Pikadon, and that's the way we know the rules for Shavuos Eidus, so then the person who lied about having testimony would not be liable to Shavuos Eidus.